on this day with Gunners and Ali.
Time to check out what happened on this day for the 31st of March, the last day of March. Richard Chamberlain, the American actor who starred in The Thornbirds, he's 86 today. Shirley Jones.
A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
Played the mother in The Partridge Family. She's also 86 today. Christopher Walken, American actor and dancer, is 77. Funny story about Christopher Walken. My friend Skye thought all her life that John Voight was actually Christopher Walken.
Whoops.
So funny. Gabe Kaplan, the American actor, played Mr. Cotter in this.
Welcome back,
Cotter. He's 75 today. Rhea Perlman, the US actress and wife of actor Danny DeVito.
Didn't they get divorced?
Well, they're separated, but they're amicable and they don't want to get divorced.
Okay.
So kind of like a self-isolating relationship.
Well, that's pretty forward-thinking.
Al Gore, the 45th Vice President of the US, is 72. Angus Young, lead guitarist with Akadaka, is 65. Paul Norton, the Australian singer, is 59. What song did he have again?
This one.
It's too late. I'm stuck on you.
Oh, yeah.
Stuck on you.
Paul Mercurio, the Australian dancer, is 57. Remember when he starred in the movie Strictly Ballroom?
Yeah. Isn't that all he starred in?
Well, he was on Dancing with the Stars as a dance instructor.
That doesn't count.
Ewan McGregor, the Scottish actor, is 49 years old. He's got so many movies under his belt, including another Baz Luhrmann movie, Moulin Rouge, because, of course, Strictly Ballroom was Baz Luhrmann. And Conrad Sewell, the Australian singer, is 32.
The Eiffel Tower opened to the public on this day in 1889.
In 1896, the Zipper was patented.
The Daimler Company built a motor car for Emil Jelinek and named it after his daughter Mercedes on this day in 1901.
So that was a Mercedes, I take it?
No, it was a Daimler. Or was it a Mercedes?
Well, he named it after his daughter Mercedes, hence it was called a Mercedes. So that was when the Mercedes line came into line. Am I right or am I right?
I don't know.
Okay. Can't do all the work for you, Gunners. In 1921, the Royal Australian Air Force was established.
The Australian Grand Prix was held for the first time at Cowes, Phillip Island in 1928.
In 1931, EMI was formed.
Oklahoma, written by Rodgers and Hammerstein, opened on Broadway in 1943.
1967, Jimi Hendrix burnt his guitar on stage for the first time at Finsbury Park in Astoria.
The very first hard rock cafe to be opened in Australia opened on this day in Sydney in 1989.
And in 2019, the last Blockbuster video store in Australia closed in the Perth suburb of Morley.
Just a few of the things that happened on this day, the 31st of March.